here's a story from The World.
Officers from the DEA and other American police agencies have worked in Mexico for decades. They're there to help their Mexican counterparts fight organized crime. But this week, the president of Mexico began to express concern about this American presence in his country. Here's The World's Jorge Valencia from Mexico City.
It's not just the Drug Enforcement Administration that has offices here. It's also the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Customs and Border Patrol, several others. Now, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is saying Mexico should have a better idea of what they're doing here. Most legislators agree.
Este dictamen que se discute.
Senator Ricardo Monreal presented a bill before the Senate this week. He's one of the president's closest allies in Congress. And he says this is a matter of national security.
Hoy la DEA tiene en México 11 oficinas.
Monreal says the DEA has 11 offices in Mexico, but the Mexican government does not know how many agents are in the country or what kind of information they're collecting.
Pongamos fin a 100 años de violación a nuestra soberanía.
Let's end 100 years of violation of our sovereignty, Monreal says. The legislation requires foreign agents to submit regular reports to the Mexican government, and it requires them to hand over any intelligence they gather here. This bill is very likely a response to the DEA's recent arrest in Los Angeles of a former Mexican defense minister, says Alejandro Hope, a security analyst based in Mexico City.
No one is saying that, but that is pretty clear.
Hope says military leaders here were none too pleased when General Salvador Cienfuegos was arrested and charged with drug trafficking.
My guess is the armed forces might be among the supporters of this as a way of getting back at the U.S. for having an investigation on a Mexican official without telling Mexico.
In fact, Hope says this is a sign of the political influence the Mexican military has accumulated over 14 years of war against drug traffickers. Former Defense Minister General Cienfuegos was eventually returned to Mexico at the Mexican government's urging. He faces no charges here.
And this is confirmation of what we saw in the Cienfuegos case, that they can sway policy in very important ways.
Hope says the restrictions may backfire because the DEA regularly infiltrates organized crime here and already hands over intelligence. Hope says the largest network of informants in Mexico is managed by the DEA.
They are very aggressive at recruiting informants. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of experience. They have a lot of agents. They have a lot of technology. And that's only part of the equation. Then there's also access to intercepts, access to drones.
So Mexico is shooting itself in the foot.
Mike Vigil used to head international operations for the DEA.
And I worked in Mexico for a total of 13 years.
Vigil says Mexican law enforcement's major victories have often been assisted by American investigations.
The Mexican government has been able to accomplish a lot of things in terms of its counter-drug efforts, such as the capture of major capos, you know, like the Chapo Guzman, and then a lot of the seizures that take place in Mexico occur as a result of the efforts of DEA.
But Vigil says his biggest concern isn't about having to hand over intelligence. He says it's the new requirement that any Mexican official who speaks with a foreign agent must submit a written report.
Nobody is going to take DEA's calls because they're not going to want to write a report each and every time that they talk to the DEA.
So Vigil says law enforcement cooperation between Mexico and the U.S. appears to be entering a new chapter. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.
From PRX.